It's Alan here with you on Bini Hot FM Radio. Bruno says we said just before we are talking about security through partnership, regional Indo-Pacific senior enlisted leader subject matter expert exchange. Joining us here in the studio right now, we've got Suzanne Varis Lum, who's the Major General Retired U.S. Army Director from the Daniel K. Inouye Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies, and also Dr. James Minnick, a colonel who's U.S. Army Retired Daniel K. Inouye Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Good morning. Fantastic.
Perfect to hear. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Bini Hot FM, because this, of course, is something very interesting. It's something brand new as well, and you are going to be telling us a little bit more about this. So we are talking about the Indo-Pacific Senior Enlisted Leader Subject Matter Expert Exchange. It's a mouthful. But tell me, what is this all about?
Well, thank you so much, Alan. And I'm so proud to be here with Dr. James Minnick. But first, I have to say, this would not have been possible without Major General Dato Paduka Seri Haji Mohammed Haizami Bilbul Hassan, commander of the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, as well as Warrant Officer Rosane bin Haji Punyet, Armed Forces Sergeant Major, the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, and U.S. Pacific Command, located in Honolulu, Hawaii, that's led by Admiral Samuel J. Paparo Jr., and the Senior Enlisted Leader, Sergeant Major Eric Cook, and the support of the U.S. Embassy here, Her Excellency Ambassador Karen McClellan. And I'm going to turn it over to James to talk a little bit about the actual course.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, you rightly noted in the introduction that it is a mouthful, ipsos me, is how we say it for short. But the Indo-Pacific Senior Enlisted Leader Subject Matter Expert Exchange began in 2023 as a concept of how to bring the region's senior enlisted leaders together in a network so that they are able to collectively address the security issues here in the region. And so this is our third annual edition of this, but it is the first time we've taken it in region anywhere. And Brunei, Darussalam, is the first country that we have partnered with to do this.
Right. So 3 years down the road, why did you guys decide to add in Brunei to this ipsos me? Did I get that right?
You got that right. Ipsos me. So, well, you know, Brunei is actually, I mean, it's just a natural choice. They are, in fact, well known for having a strong reputation as a professional force. And that was only further demonstrated the more I had the unique opportunity to work with them. Came here in January. I've worked with the Department of War for 45 years, and it is difficult to overstate the professionalism of the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, and their forward leaning nature in doing this. And so we have met many times throughout this, and they are very well connected here in the Southeast Asia. They have many contacts. We have pulled in 20 countries, over 100 participants. Was with them first thing this morning, and they are super engaged in the work of the event.
Right. Alan, can I add to that a little bit? You know, so here in Brunei, Darussalam, you have those 20 countries who their first time being here and also meeting one another, and that's something we do at our center. And for over 30 years, we have had fellows from Brunei come to Honolulu, Hawaii. We had an alumni event yesterday, and almost 100 alumni from Brunei alone, mm-hmm. and 16,000 throughout the region. So many of them have become senior leaders, many of them who continue to educate, connect, and empower, which is what we do. People like Dr. Noor Hasharina Binti Pen. Garan Haji Hassan. She is the leader of Shabids. And so it's people like that who've come through our program, and they meet people from all around the world. So we're just now doing that, not in Honolulu, but here in Brunei. And so we're so grateful. It is historic.
Right. It's like a little bit of reunion of sort last night then for some of you guys.
It was. And we're so grateful for our U.S. ambassador for hosting it at her residence.
Oh, very nice. It sounds like it was a great time. Now, I do want to ask you about this. The fact that, you know, you've said that this has been taking place for much longer than 2023 in terms of the relationship, how would you surmise or sum up the relationship between Brunei and the United States when it comes to defense?
You know, I guess I'll start and I'll turn it over. You know, here, when we talk about It's really the networks, those enduring relationships. Many of those who have come through our programs over the past 30 years continue their relationships, not just with the United States, but other allies and partners from around the region. And Brunei, stepping up to be able to host it here for the first time that we've decided to take it outside of Honolulu for the IPSL SME, which again is something new for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think this says a lot of the role that Brunei plays and continues to play, and the U.S.-Brunei relationship and how it continues to grow and is strong.
You know, I would note that the strongest partnerships are built on trust, understanding, and this personal relationships that we build. Brunei has been central to that. The degree of active engagement with every one of the participating countries has been at a level which is difficult to replicate, but it has been essential to the partnerships that we've had. And this will go on to creating relationships where people will be able to call on another when there's an issue, there's a concern. It happens over and over again, and those are difficult to do if you're not actually invested in each other's space and time.
All right. Now, I do want to mention that this also features some 90 to about 100 delegates, based on what I've been told here, and also at least about 18 nations. Of
20
course,
nations.
20 nations. And, of course, Brunei being one of them, we've got those from Mongolia, the Philippines, Fiji, Canada, the United Kingdom, Tonga, and, of course, the United States. So really the four corners of the globe coming together, meeting of the great minds. So tell me, what will you guys be talking about then?
Yeah, no, and so we have already begun a whole lot of that, but we're discussing leadership, regional security challenges, emerging challenges, the role of the senior enlisted leader in military readiness and cooperation. We have a six-day program that stretches from discussions in large plenaries into smaller seminar groups, continued through in the classroom outside of it. It is an amazing bonding experience that has already begun to gel significantly.
I'd like to add to that.
Please.
And the bonding experience is not just about the sage on the stage. We brought a lot of our professors here from Hawaii to talk about these various issues. But they're not just a sage on the stage. They're the guide on the side in these seminar groups, which is sort of the methodology of our Educate, Connect, and Empower model.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are interacting, sharing each other's perspectives. You're talking about 20 nations where many of them have never engaged with someone from those nations, and it's all happening here in Brunei.
Right.
But also, not just that portion, but physical training and fun activities, that really bonds people for a lifetime. That's an essential part of it, wouldn't you say, James?
I would. 6 o'clock this morning, they made their way over to the field, and the Bruneian Armed Forces ran them through some courses, and then for an hour they were out there enjoying physical fitness together, and that really builds teams.
All right. Now, I'm sure that that's going to be a great and also wonderful opportunity, and also a memory that's kind of etched for all those involved with the course, with this exchange here that we are talking about here. Now, tell me a little about this planning process in terms of what you have identified throughout this course so far on the commitment for both countries, not just, of course, for Brunei, because obviously, you're just a guest here, but also for the U.S., when it comes to regional security cooperation. And maybe you can also touch a little bit about, the role as a host nation, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, let me just go ahead.
I'll just start, just make a statement that incredible hosts here in Brunei, a wonderful venue. Lots of planning and preparation and coordination, which James can talk more about. But I will tell you that every single delegate from those 20 nations who've come here have been impressed with Brunei, including the joint force of the United States. So we have many from the United States, from across the United States, who are also here. So not just from Hawaii, from many states throughout the nation. So coming here, it's very clear those things do not just happen by accident. So I'll hand it to you.
So you know, in 2024, when we held our first course on this on our campus in Hawaii, the Armed Forces Sergeant Major of Brunei was there, and with others of his subordinate enlisted leaders, and they became very engaged in it. The next year, the current sitting Armed Forces Sergeant Major, Warrant Officer 1, Roseanne, he was like, we need this in our country. And then the director met with the commander of the Royal Brunei Armed Forces and offered as an opportunity. There was a lot of discussion that went on. We came into Brunei. We did a lot of the legwork, shared their culture with us. We saw their things. And we continued to communicate, you know, over video calls as we did preparations for this. We flew in here. They had already done so much of the heavy lifting that it made it easy to fall in and to receive the fellows and to get after the work.
Right. So I've got two questions following up that based on what you've just discussed and talked about, which is, what do you think the future holds then when it comes to this program? Are we going to be seeing you again next year? Is it going to be kind of like, hey, I've spoken to you last year about this? And secondly, what is it that you think should be the takeaway by this 100 or so participants who are part of this exchange at the moment?
You know, I'll say first that we also, out of that 100, there are 100 plus participants. 20 of them are Brunei enlisted, senior enlisted, who are participating in this program. So not only for Brunei will you have leaders who have connections with 20 other countries, but also, you know, the takeaway is that they will continue these relationships and that will blossom into new ideas, new opportunities for collaboration. Who knows? It could be everything from when they see each other on exercises by services, whether it's Navy, Army, Air Force, or the joint force that deals with cyber and space in areas that are new and emerging for all of our armed forces. Also, you know, we know that those who came here will go back to their countries and share. So you've got 20 countries that are going to go back to their senior leaders and talk about the experiences they had here in Brunei.
Well, that's absolutely right. And those senior leaders who sent them here, and all that they will touch and share when they go back, it will reverberate well over the 100 plus that are here now. We will hold this event. The Ipsil SME will continue to hold it in other countries. There have been several who have who stepped up and said, we'd like to do this as well. Brunei was the first, but there are many that are eager to do this now. We'll continue to hold it at iterations back at on our campus in Honolulu. We will continue to bring hundreds of people together in Ipsil SME over the years, and we will build strong, interconnected networks of senior enlisted leaders throughout the region so that military readiness continues to rise.
And a great leader once told me, people remember the first and the last. So the first Brunei forever will always be the first.
First impression counts.
That's right.
That's everything, right? Of course, we don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to ask you a little bit about how you think that you can forge this relationship a little bit closer. I know that we are all small pieces of chess in the bigger picture, but we're all also playing a small part in making sure that we can kind of forge this relationship and take it to new heights and greater heights. What would you say you like to see happen and how you be able to participate or make it a reality when it comes to the relationship between Brunei and the U.S. in terms of defense?
Yeah. So let me offer this if I go first. I think from the United States perspective and Brunei's perspective as well, this relationship will grow not just stronger together, but as each of those two countries reach out now from the relationships that have been built and do things with other countries, and as these collectively we're working with multiple countries, we will create a stronger network together. And I think that Brunei clearly has articulated that they, while a smaller defense force, armed force, they have the ability now to convene and pull with others and leverage these experiences they had. And I think going forward, we will find that there are many of these continued relations that transpire throughout.
You know, I have to say that, you know, our U.S. Embassy military group that's here, represented here in Brunei, is Commander Bert Bratton, as well as the defense attaché out of Singapore, which is Colonel David Bradley. And they continue to look for opportunities, as we do. And we have, actually, with Shabizz, if you look at Dr. Hashrina that we met with, mm-hmm. we are already going to partner. So we're leaving here not just for the senior enlisted leader course, but other things. We've also engaged our alumni, the almost 90 and will be, 120 after this course. Some of them are very senior leaders. They were permanent secretaries or ministers who have come out of here, and we've reconnected with them and asked for them to be mentors for future projects, problem solving. And so we're leaving here with a lot of new opportunities. And I think the synergies that are happening for future strengthening relationships, for exercises that are happening across the different forces, are having a positive momentum because of this.
All right. It's always good to hear. And hopefully those are going to come to fruition as well in the not too distant future. Suzanne Vereslam and also Dr. James Minnick from the Daniel K. Inouye Asia Pacific Center for Security Studies. Thank you for your time this morning on the Security Through Partnership. I'm just going to use the short form for this because it is a little bit of a mouthful as well. The IPSIL-SME.
Yes.
That's what it is. Thank you for your time.